If Jesus was not the Son of God, if Jesus was just a good man, if Jesus did just heal people, right? He was a fake. Because he was not the Son of God. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 said that if there's no resurrection, we of all people are to be most pitied. But because there is a resurrection, we can believe. And he goes on to talk about how Jesus is coming again, that we'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye and be with him. Was Jesus fooling everybody? Or was he really who he said he was? Again, we need to choose. Who do you think that Jesus was? It comes down to that. For us, and as we talk to people and help them come to see who Jesus Christ is, we need to help them decide and to find out, is Jesus really the one that's so important, the one that will make a difference in everybody's life? Won't you come to Jesus now, as together we stand and sing.
Someday you'll stand at the bar on high. Someday your record you'll see. Someday you'll answer the question of life. What will your answer be? What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? Oh, what will it be? What will your answer be? Unprepared, trembling you'll fall on your knee, facing the sentence of life or of death. What will the sentence be? What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? Oh, what will it be? What will your answer be? Now is the time to prepare, my friend. Make your soul spotless and free. What's in the blood of the crucified one? He will your answer be. What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? Oh, what will it be? What will your answer be?
Is there anyone here that has not had the opportunity to take of the Lord's Supper? If you will, please raise your hand. Okay. We've had a good day. Been here, listened to three messages, continue to strive to do God's will. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Please notify your friends, your neighbors, and talk to anybody that's listening to the broadcast and encourage them. I have had the opportunity to talk to somebody in the last few weeks that does listen quite frequently, but they don't attend. So there's always that opportunity out there for all of us to encourage. Is there any announcement that needs to be made that I have not made yet this morning?
Doug's traveling this week.
Doug's traveling. Let's keep Doug in our prayers as he travels to and from his destination. Where at Texas are you going?
It's Dallas area.
Dallas?
Texas is a suburb of Dallas.
Okay. Well, we hope you get there safe and come back safe. Is there anything else? If not, Jamie?
Let's pray. Hey, Father, once again, we come to you in prayer. We've, as James said, we've had a good day. We've got to hear three good lessons brought on your word. I just pray that we've kept an open mind and took that in and found some way to apply it to our lives. Father, this week, Doug's going to be traveling, and we pray for his safety on his trip, that he may get there and back safely. Any other members of the church that may be traveling, be with them also. Father, be with the sick that's been mentioned here today. We know that you're the great physician, and that anything can be possible through your hands. And we just pray that you look over those that are sick and bring them back to the much wanted hell. Father, be with this church and the people here in it, that we grow. That we grow in your word, that we grow in spirit, and also that we grow in number. As we read in the bulletin this morning that we're starting to put literature out about elders, and we just pray that everyone takes that with the sincerity and the seriousness that matter entails, and that they'll study up on it and read about it and know exactly what it is that job is, and the men that should be appointed to those positions. These things we ask in your name we pray. Amen.
You leaving?